Hey, I'm Jocelyn Davis, Chair of the Finance Committee, and I'm here with Julie Morgan, one of the committee members, and we've just undergone the web chat with students across Wales in relation to our review into higher education finance. Julie, I thought that was really good. Interesting. Very first time we've done that.
Yes, well, it was a new experience for me doing it in that sort of way. But I thought we got a lot of very useful information. And it was very good because the students who were chatting with us were all very different. And so we learnt a lot about the one who was doing a five-year course and the financial issues that came out about that. And how some of them had chosen, you know, to live at home, really, because of the financial aspect. So I thought it was really very, very good.
Yes, and it was nice that they were able to interact with each other.
Yes,
and, of course, we didn't
have
to draw everybody together, all done over the internet. And even though they were very different, there were those themes that were emerging. A lot of them were working. An awful lot of them were working, weren't they? And that's why they were choosing to stay at home as well, so they could be near their job.
And I mean, I was amazed to hear that some of them are doing full-time courses and also doing full-time jobs, and that didn't seem to be something that was surprising, you know, because we did have you know, students who were working till 2 o'clock in the morning and then going in for a full day's lecture the next day.
Certainly, this group of students dispelled any idea that they're lazy, and in fact, they were exhausted, weren't they? They readily admitted that they were exhausted from studying and working at the same time, and I think one of them also with children.
Well, one of them had adult children as well, didn't they? And I mean, I think two of them definitely said that they were completely exhausted. So you know, trying to manage a job and do those studies is really tough. So you think of students having a great time at college and going out in the evenings and doing all this. Well, we didn't hear anything of that, did we?
No, and I was a little bit concerned, though, that some of the students said that it was quite late on in their school career before they knew what support would be available to them if they chose to go to university. I think that's something we'll have to return to.
Yes, well, that's certainly the experience I've had, that students don't find out till quite late. And I really think we should try and look at some uniform means of them actually being informed at an early stage before they go to the sixth form, really, because the ones who were informed about it were informed in the sixth form.
Yes, and we did, of course, have that one student who was completely misinformed about her financial situation, and she's in a very poor position now because, of course, it's her second degree. So she's not getting any help at all, and she did think that she'd be better off if she lived in England.
Yes,
we didn't quite understand that, but she certainly felt that was the case.
Yeah, no, I think that was, you know, quite a complicated case, wasn't it? I thought it was very interesting. I think we learnt a lot, actually.
Yes, we did, and it's given us some ideas now of how we can pursue, and I'm sure it's going to influence the recommendations of the committee.